From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama, speaking for a second day at the United Nations General Assembly, issued a challenge to other world leaders. Mr. Obama saying he wants them to unite behind ongoing Middle East peace efforts. The president said without an agreement, both sides will suffer.
If an agreement is not reached, Palestinians will never know the pride and dignity that comes with their own state. Israelis will never know the certainty and security that comes with sovereign and stable neighbors who are committed to coexistence.
Mr. Obama said he believes an agreement could be reached within a year to create an independent Palestine and a secure Israel, bringing to an end years of violence and instability. The president also told world leaders the U.S. is waging an effective fight against al-Qaeda and working to keep nuclear weapons out of the hands of extremists. House lawmakers have sent legislation to the president's desk that will provide more loans and tax breaks for small business. We get details from NPR's Audie Cornish.
Maryland Democrat and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer criticized GOP opposition of the bill and its timing.
It's ironic that today Republicans are rolling out their agenda of failed Bush policies at a small business, even as they oppose this bill to actually create jobs for small businesses.
The legislation creates a $30 billion fund for community banks to draw on for loans to small businesses. It also allows for more than half a dozen different tax credits and write-offs for research and development, buying more equipment, and securing startup funding. Republicans argue that extending the 2001 and 2003 tax cuts for the highest incomes would do better to help entrepreneurs and the economy. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg will reportedly announce a gift of $100 million to the Newark, New Jersey public school system tomorrow on The Oprah Winfrey Show. More on that story from Nancy Solomon.
The 26-year-old Facebook founder and CEO is reportedly worth $6.9 billion, and an unflattering portrait of him is about to be released in a new movie next week. Zuckerberg will appear on Oprah with Newark Mayor Cory Booker and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie to announce the gift. Zuckerberg grew up in the New York suburbs and now lives in California, but he reportedly met Booker at a conference, and the two have talked since about the possibility of a gift. Newark schools have been under state control for 15 years, and the deal is said to involve an agreement by the governor that Booker will now run the district. Newark is New Jersey's largest city, and its school's operating budget is $800 million a year. Zuckerberg dropped out of Harvard to run the enormously successful social networking website. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.
Facebook, meanwhile, appears to be facing a major outage today. It's still not clear what the problem is at the popular social networking site. Stocks went into a broad retreat today. The Dow Jones Industrial average down 76 points. You're listening to NPR. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has become the latest administration official to defend the current war strategy in Afghanistan. Gates responding to allegations in a new book by Washington Post journalist Bob Woodward. In the book, Woodward contends President Obama's top advisors clashed on how to approach the Afghan war. He goes on to suggest the final U.S. exit plan made no one happy and was driven more by politics than by national security. Gates, however, shrugged off criticisms at a news conference today, saying he believes the current plan is sound. Virginia still intends to execute its first female inmate in nearly a century. As Beverly Amsler from member station WVTF reports, the case is getting international attention.
41-year-old Teresa Lewis is scheduled to die by lethal injection for hiring two men to kill her husband and stepson in 2002. The U.S. Supreme Court and Governor Bob McDonnell have refused to intervene, and Lewis's attorney says all legal appeals have been exhausted. The case has generated attention because of her gender and claims that she has a low IQ and couldn't have masterminded the murders. The trigger men were sentenced to life in prison. One has since committed suicide. The European Union's ambassador to the U.S. is among those calling for a stop to the execution. The last woman executed in Virginia was in 1912, and the last woman executed in the U.S. was in 2005. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
General Motors today released more details about its upcoming electric car, the Volt. GM says the car will go 25 to 50 miles on battery power alone. In the past, the automaker had estimated the Volt's battery only operating at a range of 40 miles. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.